The future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today is Thursday, the 9th of May, 2018. What an amazing day it's been. Let's just kick things off. So we've had a lot of different rumors circulating in the markets. One of the rumors was that institutions will now be able to take physical delivery of Bitcoin via ICE. ICE is known as the Intercontinental Exchange. They have they control 28 regulated exchanges around the world, including New York and London. Now, their chairman, by the name of Jeff, is also the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange, which is why this is such a big deal, because this potentially means that a custody solution has been created because to take physical delivery of Bitcoin, this would be needed. Now, if a custody solution has been created for Bitcoin, this would give the ability for institutional money to now enter the market. You're looking at pensions, you're looking at endowments. This is massive. This is a massive hurdle that has been blocking the wall of capital, that is the institutional capital, into the market. So we're super excited to see this. I don't think the market has picked up on the scale of this news as of yet. I mean, you see this quite a lot in the crypto space, where people will be, or stories would break out. You wouldn't see the market really respond to the stories for a couple of days. And this is quite common, unlike the equity markets or the currency markets out there, where stories that are broken are picked up immediately. And they are then dissected by algorithms, and then trades are executed on the back of that. So you don't have the opportunity, as you do in the crypto space, to really be on your game in regards to news breaking and then trading the back of that, which is quite an open field at the minute. But Bitcoin itself is currently trading today at around $9,200, give or take $100. And it hasn't really done anything. I mean, it's up 1.5% in the last 24 hours. But Bitcoin at these current levels, we believe, is a solid buy. And remember, this is not investment or financial advice. This is just our in-house view on how we see things. But Bitcoin at these current levels is a solid buy. And here's why. We have consensus next week. We're going to have 8,000 of the largest scale investors in the world in the crypto space at this event in New York. We're going to have everyone talking about the crypto space. Everyone's going to be sharing investment opinions. But all in all, this is going to be very positive for the space. And this could give Bitcoin the breakout of the $10,000 ceiling we've seen in the last couple of weeks. Because once it goes past this $10,000, it's going to bring the rest of the market with it. And we're going to start going in an upward trajectory. So breaking that $10,000 level is absolutely key. And I believe in the next coming week or so, we're going to be seeing that. So that's I'm going to put myself on the line there and make that comment. Another thing that's super, super, super essential for Bitcoin is the Lightning Network. So we've seen the Lightning Network group. I believe they go by the name of the Lightning Network Lab or Lightning Lab. They've been working extremely hard on executing this. They've been working around the clock. They've been posting a lot of different blog stories. I recommend you check them out, because they've been talking how they're going to be implementing off-chain payment channels, which will be allowing Bitcoin to receive without waiting for a block to be mined or paying the associated miners' fees. This is absolutely huge, with the end goal of being able to buy, I don't know, a sandwich at your local shop with the same transaction time as it would to take your credit or debit card to complete and execute upon that transaction. So this is huge. And they're actually closer than you think to getting this done. I know the team are working extremely hard on accomplishing this, and they've been posting really great updates on where they are at the minute. So that's another huge, huge factor for Bitcoin being used as a transactional cryptocurrency, which is something that people have refrained from doing because at the minute it's quite slow, it's quite bulky, and it takes a while to be able to execute that type of transaction. So let's have a look at what's been happening in the market today. Ethereum's currently trading at $750. That's up 2% the last 24 hours. We had one of the developers at Ethereum release Casper on GitHub yesterday. That's huge. And we're looking forward to the community kind of dissecting and going through that. We have EOS kind of trading at $18. That's down 1.5% the last 24 hours. NEO is currently at $76, which is down 1%. It's interesting because NEO has been moving down a couple of percent for the last 3 to 4 days. But GAS, which is the transactional currency for NEO, which you receive when you hold NEO for free, is currently at $32, which is interesting because GAS hasn't really gone down in value. We've seen NEO depreciate day by day, as I was previously saying, by a couple of percent, but GAS has been holding its price incredibly well. It's very strong around the $30, $32 level. And it's interesting because a lot of the communities out there, and I know because I'm in a few of them, including our community, SVK Crowd. I've been discussing this in detail and trying to work out what's going on there. So I think it's great to see for GAS because normally you'd see GAS and NEO trading in lockstep together. So that's definitely one to watch, and we'll be watching very carefully to see what happens with GAS in the next coming days. Something that I know a lot of people have been speaking about today, so I thought I'd jump on and bring you guys up to speed, is the Winklevoss twins or Winklevoss brothers have gained their fifth patent for crypto traded products using crypto. So they basically won a US patent allowing them to settle exchange traded products, ETPs, using cryptocurrencies. The patent office basically came out earlier yesterday to bring this news. So kind of a quote from the story, the successful patent application, which the twins originally filed back in December 2017, outlines systems, methods, and program products for crypto-based asset trading. The move marks another victory for the Winklevoss IP this year, after the company also gained a patent tied to cryptocurrency security in February as part of its Gemini trading platform plans. Description of the mechanism governed by the patent reads, the present innovation generally relates to systems, methods, and program products for use of exchange-traded products, ETPs, or holding digital assets and other products and or services related to ETP holding digital assets. So this is absolutely huge because what we really need is an ETF, exchange-traded fund. The twins actually, a year ago now, filed for an ETF, but were rejected because basically at the time, you know, Bitcoin had a lot of questions around it. And we've had the futures market. Now we need the custody. Then we need the ETF, which would put this on the market, so to speak, for the institutions. And we'd see a wall of money coming in on the back of that potentially. So this is really interesting. So we've now got an ETP, which makes us, I guess, one step closer to getting an ETF. So we're definitely seeing momentum, let's say, in that sector, which is great to see. Well, listen, we're going to have to wrap up today's show a little bit early because myself and the team will be going over to LBX's meetup, the London Blockchain Exchange's meetup. I believe that it's going to be taking place at King's College London. We're super excited to attend. We're going to be hearing from the guys over there and what they've been up to, because I know they're a live exchange at present looking for FCA, backing. The FCA is the Financial Conduct Authority of the United Kingdom, one of the main regulators out there. So that's really exciting. And if they're able to achieve that, it's going to be absolutely huge for them. So we're going to be going down there tonight. We have to catch a train in the next 10 minutes. And young Oliver here has to put the podcast up online. So I've got to give him a little bit of time to do so. And we can't be late because we always run on time. So listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we're going to be making it up to you tomorrow with a very special episode. So remember to stay tuned. And also remember, to follow us on all of our socials, Telegram, SVK Space Crowd, Twitter, at SVK underscore crypto, and check out our YouTube. We've been dropping videos today. We've got two videos out, the Huobi events in London, and you can check that out at www.youtube.com/SVK crypto. And you can also check out myself and Shane speaking about the ICE or the Intercontinental Exchange news live from Shoreditch on the video as well. So check that out. Both have been put up today and we're going to be doing more and more so. So definitely check it out. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK underscore crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.